901-975, the Fanatic. Joe Torti in the house. What's up, Joe?
How we doing, D?
Hey.
Is this thing on?
How we doing, D?
Oh, we're here.
This is our tradition.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
How was your weekend?
Not the best. Game of Thrones was really, really bad.
Yeah, I'm not into it, so go for it.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
I didn't miss anything with the all of the seasons.
Yeah. In 8 years, you missed nothing.
I told you, the only time Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli, producing, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, the only time that I've watched an episode, maybe two, was when the guy just simply flat out, like 2 years ago, walked up to the window, like the edge of the window, in whatever castle they were in. And just walked out.
Just bang.
You know, and that's all I remember.
That's it.
Yeah. Like a couple of dragon things, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, I won't see him no more.
I heard that you were related and you were related.
Yeah.
What is going on here? That kind
of
thing.
Oh, there's a lot more of that.
And you know me, though. I'm not a period piece kind of guy, so I just never got into it.
Well, you know the dude you saw walking out the window?
Mm-hmm.
That was
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was every Game of Thrones fan last night after the finale. They wanted to walk out that same window. So there you go. I'm right there with you,
so
man.
So it was that bad, huh? I saw it all over social media that it was that bad. Wait, was it that bad, or was it just disappointing of how it ended?
So a couple things, right?
No spoiler alert.
It's tough to judge the episode itself because the season wasn't very good. So, like, there was only so much more stuff you could have done over the course of the episode, like this last episode. But there were some significantly bad things in this episode. There was some cool, but there was some, like, really, really bad. Like, brutally bad.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how, like, Sopranos probably would have been, like, a tick cooler if you see what happens right before the fade to black?
Yeah.
Like, there were so many things that was like that. It was like, I get what you were going for. The way that you got there is so annoying. And so that's kind of how I felt
about
it.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, people have 8 years of things to look back on and like.
Yes.
But ticked off. Like a Seinfeld ending, a Sopranos ending.
How I Met Your Mother was the worst. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, that was the worst ending in, I think, TV history. Besides Lost. Lost was pretty bad.
Didn't Big Bang just sign off, too?
It did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I saw that.
So
you're up on it.
I'm up on it, and I watched Big Bang, but I did not see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
And, so a lot of things that have signed off or not signed off on are, we saw this thing on at Phila PHL, at PHL Sixers Nation, that they get some things and they put some things out there if they see it across the internet and share it with the Sixers fan base and see what people think. And they put this one up there where I thought it came from the Ringer. I'm still not 100% sure. I think it came from the Ringer, but I could not find it in the article of Simmons 4, Ball Ingram, and the number 4 overall pick in next month's draft. June 20th, but it does not match, whole thing, got it, but we understand what the whole premise of it was, Simmons moving on and you getting rid of him and trying to get more assets and a better balanced team overall.
Well, and the other
something, and my whole point was, is this where we come into now already? The season just ended last Sunday. We know how frustrated we are about it. They should be playing right now in this Eastern Conference Finals. This is what we've come to every time. And we're talking about your All-Star.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about it, D, is that I think it's no secret. You're a big, big Ben Simmons guy. I like Ben a lot, too.
Understanding his flaws, though.
Of course. But the thing that kind of goes, you know, under the radar, we're seeing it right now in the NFL, actually, with all of these new GMs coming in and all of the old GMs guys going out. You're seeing it with the Jets. You're seeing it with Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it in a lot of different areas where it's like when there's a changing of the guard, sometimes you just see things move out. Now, Elton Brand was getting things done pretty much on the fly. He had to come in, take over for Brett Brown, who took over for Brian Colangelo in the middle of, like, probably the second weirdest story involving the Sixers last year, with number one being Markelle Fultz. This is the first offseason that he's really going to have the ability to make his fingerprints all over this organization. It would not shock me. It'd be surprising. Shocking is not what it would be if they traded Ben Simmons. Elton Brand didn't draft the guy. I'm sure he likes him, but that's not his dude that he picked to begin with. So something like this is kind of a bizarre trade to come out of, like, nowhere. People are just dying to make Ben Simmons to Los Angeles happen. But you're going to see more of this. If this surprised you, you're going to see a lot more of this.
Yeah, and there's going to be, a lot of Ben Simmons to wherever.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're fed up with what we last saw was the postseason, and when we needed to see the most from him, we did not see that in the postseason when they needed him. They lost by 2 points. He could have contributed more.
Yes.
He did not. So certainly the frustration is there. And I get it and I understand it. But something like that, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. And then I bring up the Ringer piece. Well, I know it's on the Ringer because I'm looking at the Ringer piece from the 12th mm-hmm. of this month.
Yes.
Simmons is eligible for max extension, which we already know, in July. That could come in at over $220 million.
Right. It is a big, like a lot bigger version of the Tobias Harris conversation that we're having right now, right? It's like, we know this guy is good. You don't need to tell me that Tobias Harris is good. I have eyeballs. I know that he's a good player. Is he that good? Is he good enough to command a max? No kidding. Ben Simmons is a good player.
Right.
No kidding.
Right.
Is he the championship player that you're hoping for? Is he going to be the center? Because you got to make that decision. It's like the same thing we were talking about with Carson Wentz. Like, is this the guy or is he not the guy? You're going to pay him, whatever. It's the same thing with Ben Simmons. If you opt to trade him or something, you're not saying that the guy stinks.
No.
You're saying that something else is probably going to work better for us.
Something, as you pointed out, with Elton Brand is not his guy, maybe, that he's saying, you know what? I know he's good. He's an all-star. I need better.
Or, Michael Carter Williams was rookie of the year.
Yeah. or for this, I need something different.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why I asked you and I asked D. Lynam and I've asked people constantly. You know, the Ben Simmons rumors, you can throw those out if you want the trade rumors. But the basis of those rumors, is that correct? Is it correct that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid's games might not complement each other in the way that you would hope? Mm-hmm. And if you're building around Embiid, is there some truth? I think it was Jalen Rose, right, mm-hmm. who said that you trade Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Regardless of what the packages are and, oh, that's too little value and you never... Is the theory correct? Because I don't think that Elton Brand is a stupid guy.
No.
If other people were saying this, Elton Brand could possibly see this. I'm not advocating trading for Simmons. I'm saying that you should not be shocked if Brand makes that move.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would be shocked. I don't think I would be. Not at this point, no. 610-632-0975. And before we get to Reggie, Tyler, and everybody else, my Draymond Green theory, if he is here, what do you believe... How do you look at that? Do you see that as something that could be an option, and should it be an option? Would he accept that in that case?
So, just to be clear, you're talking about Draymond Green.
Why? Like how Golden State uses him, which is a lot,
right? To use
their
Ben
offense.
Here in that way.
Similarly, yes, because Draymond brings the ball up the same way Ben brings the ball up.
Yep.
He doesn't necessarily break the defense down. He sets things up. Then he moves. He sets screen. Then he rolls. Do more.
Has a tough defensive assignment.
Winds up at the top of the key. While they may not close out on Ben like they do Draymond a little bit because of the chance that he might shoot, even though now Golden State, they sag off of Draymond, but he's still able to play make.
Yeah.
And find guys, snap pass in the corner, dribble handoff, lobs right at the rim for his finishers. He does that stuff, and right now as we're looking at it, in the middle of the floor at the free throw line, he's now driving to the basket and finishing with either hand.
Yep.
Is that crazy to think that he could be used in that way where he's not just simply labeled as a point guard? Like we say, he's a basketball player.
Oh, Devon, how could you say that?
Trigger word?
Oh, my God.
Trigger word.
Everybody, as soon as you talk about moving Ben off the ball or not have him throw every pass or something like that, it's, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy's a point guard. He's always blah, 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 blah. And then these are the same people that are like, he's still learning how to be a point guard because he's only been a point guard for 2 years. Look, here's the thing. If this were NBA 2K or something like that, all these guys are just machines, that's the best way to use Ben, I think. Like, putting him in the dunker spot
everywhere.
There, having him all over the place, I think that's the best way. I don't see it happening. I just don't.
Because he won't accept it.
That's kind of the impression
that
I get.
Thing. Okay.
Don't you feel that way? I mean, like, you look at people who are like, oh, he should be playing in summer league, he should be doing that. Anything that Ben, and this is, like, he's within his rights, he's an all-star, but Ben, I certainly see as thinking that some things are beneath him. Some, like, coming off the bench.
How dare you.
Like, not being involved. Like, certainly. So, if you're like, hey, Draymond Green, who, by the way, is getting disgruntled with that role right now, after he's played it for so long, he's like, yo, I can play too. It's time for me to get paid too. it would not be that hard to see Ben being slow to accept that role.
Okay. All right.
Not for me.
And, you know, just we're asking that with the people as well. 610-632-0975. Plus, how concerned are you about the offseason? There have been things mentioned on the Fanatic about people hearing that potentially Jimmy Butler talking to folks out there saying, I'm going to Los Angeles. That would not surprise me even more than the Ben Simmons being moved. That would not surprise me one bit. Now, Jimmy Butler went to Los Angeles.
He is a free agent.
And he has
anywhere.
L.A. written all over him.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. Let's go to Reggie in Cherry Hill on 97.5 with Joe Torty and Devon Givens. What's up, Reg?
Devon, Joe, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Good listening to you.
Thanks, Reggie.
But Devon, I gotta get on you. This guy is called twice with that erroneous logic that you can have Jimmy sit around and wait.
The next time he calls,
I've heard at least twice. Next time he calls, remind him that there are cap holds for Jimmy, Tobias, Mike Scott, and J-Day that adds up to $65 million that's against the cap, so we don't have any money for a free agent. So for a free agent, we can re-sign those guys, but they're counted against the cap, and so we renounce them. And once we renounce them to sign a free agent, we can't bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very concerned that Jimmy might leave. And then we're stuck with Tobias and no second option, because I don't think Ben will be ready.
You don't think he's the third option. You think he's more of a fourth option, Tobias?
Tobias, yes.
Okay.
And I don't think Ben is a second or third option.
Ooh. Okay.
Not a scoring option.
No, not a scoring option, but just an option in the flow of the offense.
I think he's more of a fourth or fifth option as far as scoring. He's our facilitator.
I don't think he minds that either, to be perfectly honest with you.
Exactly. And I don't think he needs to be an all-star and to be awesome. But let me ask both of you, Joe, you too. What is today, May 20th, what is your confidence level? If you had to say today whether Jimmy and or Tobias would be back, what would you say based on the information that you have?
From like a 1 to 10 thing?
Like a yes or no.
Okay.
Like,
any combination of those guys is back? Is that what you're saying, Reg?
Yes.
I'm confident that some combination of those guys will be back. That one of those guys would likely be back.
I would say one, yes.
And which one would it be?
I don't know.
Right, that's the
thing. But I would lean Tobias, but I would say I don't know.
Wow. And I feel the same way. So I'm very concerned because Jimmy is more than just his 18 points and mm-hmm. 5 rebounds, 5 assists.
Yes.
He's that inspirational leader. He's that
alpha
clutch guy. He's the alpha. He kind of pulls it all together. So, I think, I agree with, I don't know who said a little bit earlier that if Elton miscalculated on whether or not he could re-sign Jimmy, I think that's a big strike against him as a GM because you had to get that right. He's too key to not get that right.
Reg,
I don't mind the draft picks and Shamit and Tobias. If you guess wrong on him and he leaves, I could swallow that. But, I mean, we really need Jimmy. He was the perfect Philly guy.
And that's probably why they'll offer, Reg, thanks for the call, what everyone believes he should be offered, which is the max.
I mean, when you think about Elton Brand's move, what do you think about that, D? Because people have been looking at it through different lenses, right? Like, I think that it's a good move if you think that you're a team that has a chance to make the Eastern Conference Finals, as it is, or that's your goal. You should be trying to load up with the Jimmy Butlers and the Tobias Harrises, even if they're rentals.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that, like, we know how NBA free agency goes. Why in the world would anyone assume that you have any kind of like assurances that these guys are going to be back? But you bring them here for a job. If you want a guy with term, trade for a guy with term. Trade for somebody who's got 3 years left on their deal. You're trading for these guys for a purpose, like to push you in the playoffs. And then if they want to stay, cool, but you can't make them stay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood looking at this trade through those lenses. Like, if you liked it at the beginning, and now you're not going to like it if they don't stay, that's foolish. That doesn't make sense.
But is it because of what they saw since the beginning?
What do you mean?
Meaning performance on the floor.
Meaning that
like, you like Ben Simmons in the very beginning, now you've had performance to change your mind and say, okay, now it's time to move on, because while he's great in the offseason, and people will attack him in the offseason for playing against lesser opponents, competition, mm-hmm. having success versus the better teams out there. The same can be said that when he gets to the postseason, that's when we really need him now, since we are a playoff and championship contender. He does not show up in the way that we need. So, therefore, the same with Tobias Harris, where you remember people were saying, give him the max.
Yeah.
And let Jimmy walk, because he seemed like he was more dialed in, engaged throughout the time that he was here in February, right, where Jimmy was coasting. And when the playoffs came, oh, this is a different Jimmy Butler, the one we used to see elsewhere.
Well, both of those guys, Jimmy in particular, had a flare-up week. Like, as soon as he got here, it was like, bang, started, like, balling. And then we saw him, like, dial it back. Tobias Harris was the same thing. He had, like, a 30-point game in, like, one of the first games that he was there.
Yeah.
And then we saw kind of the same thing, especially in the playoffs. Now, I didn't get the impression that Tobias Harris was coasting. I was thinking, man, this guy couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat at this point. So,
got good looks.
You just wonder if, like, it's two different kind of things, where with Jimmy you're like, all right, I don't really need you to be that much of a baller in the regular season. But Tobias, if Tobias Harris plays the way that he did in the playoffs all year, that kills you. Like, that's a starting position that you know, it's a guy who can't get a bucket.
I can't see it sustaining that way. I think he would play better, but we remember also it's about the volume of touches, because he's a volume type scorer. He needs the ball in his hands to be effective. He shoots at a very high clip at the free throw line. Maybe he needs to get there a little more as well. But then again, he needs the ball in his hands. And maybe Brown can dial up a few more things on the post, where he can take advantage of some smaller defenders to get him some easy buckets early and kind of get the flow going.
This is it's making me uncomfortable. I've got to tell you the truth. Like, people are talking about what's your confidence level with the offseason. I am really uneasy with this offseason.
That's why I said,
really uneasy.
How concerned are you with the offseason? Because you have four people under contract, two of which you don't know who they are, in Zaire Smith and Jonah Bolden, or maybe you do and you don't like it. And then with Ben Simmons and Embiid, they're your cornerstones, but you still have questions
about both.
And you don't
about
even want
health.
And people don't want to bring up the fact that they're 25 and 22 because it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
because you can't. Or can you?
With one, you can. With one, you can. I think by the time you're 25, you're pretty much who you are. Like, you might develop some more stuff to your game. But, like, you look at Giannis, for example. That's the one that everybody looks at, right? When you reach that age, that's when the light comes on for a lot of people. And for some people, it takes longer. Like Steph Curry, it took longer to start playing well. But, man, oh, man, like, with Simmons, you can say, all right, things are going to develop, but, like, you wonder, is the mindset going to develop? Is he going to turn into an attacker? How often have we seen
Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Can he be that and be happy about it?
I don't know. Remember,
he's a Hall of Famer, for goodness sake.
We had so much trouble dealing with LeBron when he came into the league, remember? We're like, how can this guy be so good and not want the ball in his hands all the time? And it took us forever to get used to LeBron, and he also came and met us halfway, where he became more aggressive. Is Ben Simmons going to do that? There's no indicator. There's no indication that Ben Simmons is going to get more aggressive. So if Elton Brand's like, yo, I need a dog, I get it.
Elton Brand was a dog.
I get it 100%.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We had the Bluebell next. Check in with Tyler on the Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
Hey, guys, you two are the best on the Fanatic, man. Love your show.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it.
Of course. So, obviously, in my point of view, best case scenario, right, we run it back, right? We sign Jimmy, we sign Tobias, max deals, and we get the core all together, and we take another shot at it. And I think it's a brilliant conversation to have. You know, how concerned are you about this offseason? I, for one, really am. I'm really concerned, and really I'm concerned about both options, right? Whether we keep this team together or we don't, and we lose Jimmy and we opt not to sign Tobias or whatever combination that is. I'm worried that, okay, if you keep this team together and you take another run next year and you don't get it done, and Ben doesn't look like what we're hoping Ben will in another, 12 months. Where do you go from there, right? And then you have, obviously, Giannis is just going to become more and more of a transcendent, dominant player in another year or two.
And he wants it.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm concerned about is probably even more so is that if you keep this team together and you don't get it done, then where does that really leave you? Mm-hmm. You know, then you have an aging Jimmy Butler for another 5 years. You have an underachieving Ben Simmons who will probably opt to leave once his contract's over with anyway. And then you have Tobias who maybe just never really gets comfortable in his role in Philadelphia. And, you know, then you're kind of sitting back and scratching your head like, wow, we're pretty much gridlocked here. And we have we thought we had a young nucleus that could really make a run for the next 3 or 4 years. Then the other side of the spectrum is, okay, let's scrap it. Let's let Jimmy walk. You know, he doesn't want to be here or whatever. You let him go to L.A. You know, Tobias, he doesn't really look like the guy we thought we wanted him to be. Okay, we let him walk. Then what do you got? You kind of look at the list there, and you look at, like, maybe a Kemba Walker, and you bring him in and let him and Ben try to figure it out in the backcourt and pair them up with obviously, Joel, and you say, all right, does that get you over the top? And, you know, I don't know. I keep looking at both sides of the spectrum, and I'm getting more and more concerned by the day.
Well, yeah.
I don't know kind of where.
Well, because, Tyler, the problem is, thanks for the phone call, man. That if you do make this move and this ain't the group, then you're way further away from the rebuild. Like, you can't get it. And the problem is with these guys in particular. The problem is that it's Jimmy and that it's Tobias. Because think about it this way, and just humor me for a second. If instead the trades were for Kawhi Leonard and Mirotic, right? At least you would know what to do. You do everything that you can to keep Kawhi, and if he chooses to leave, he chooses to leave. That's up to him. But you know that giving Kawhi the max is the right deal. Mirotic, same thing. You have more of like a body of work to look at with Mirotic relative to Harris. You know, similar skill sets and similar. Like, you look at it, you're like, okay, well, you have more information to say, all right, does this guy deserve a max contract or does he not? Like, the fact that it's Jimmy Butler at his age, and it's Tobias Harris, and of all of the teams that he's played on, he played the worst with you in the playoffs. It's impossible. It's an impossible decision to make. That's why I don't envy Elton Brand right now.
Oh, man. It was supposed to be easy. It was supposed to be easy. They got the game 7. What's the problem?
610-632-0975.
Aaron, you are first. Chris, Joe, 3 open phone lines if you guys want to jump in. How concerned are you about the Sixers offseason? They have reached a game 7 of the Eastern Conference semis against Toronto. We know how it ended, but the questions still remain as to what is going to happen. 4 guys are currently under contract: Simmons, Embiid, Bolden, Smith. What else happens with this basketball team? Because we don't know. There are a lot of questions, and we don't have the answers as of yet. 610-632-0975. Joe Torre, Devon Givens, how concerned are you about the offseason?
Joe Torre on 97.5 The Fanatic. Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
The only thing worse than being hurt on the job is having the insurance company come along and kick you when you're down. That insurance company doesn't care that you're seriously hurt, and it will use any tactic to get out of paying your workman's compensation claim. Hi, I'm Justin Cohen from the law offices of Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. If you've been injured on the job, call us now at 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. One of our 14 full-time attorneys will come to your home for a free consultation. Our team's committed to workman's compensation, and we put your needs first. Simple. If you don't get paid, we don't get paid. You may be down, but you're not out. Let us take on that insurance company. For that free consultation, call us today. Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. 866-66-LAW-NJ. That's 866-66-LAW-NJ. Or visit us at peoplefirstlawyers.com. Again, peoplefirstlawyers.com. At Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen, we put people first.
You know, it goes without saying that you want a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your children and pets. Well, for more than 25 years, Natural Lawn of America has been known as the leader in organic-based lawn care. They use safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals previously used on your lawn. This makes Natural Lawn's approach safer and more effective compared to those traditional chemical services. It all starts with a greener, healthier lawn, but you also may be interested in all-natural flea and tick control. With Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. With local offices in PA and Jersey, Natural Lawn's safer lawn care programs are customized to your lawn and your family. Take my word for it, it works. For Fanatic listeners only, Natural Lawn is extending their new customer offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and take $100 off. That's $100 off when you go for Natural Lawn's full service program. For a safer, greener lawn, call Natural Lawn today and tell them Mike Miss sent you. The number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE for Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
How do I adjust the thermostat again?
With your phone.
My phone?
Or your tablet.
My tablet?
Or just ask Alexa.
Who's Alexa? Control your thermostat with your phone, tablet, or Alexa with a connected thermostat from Pierce Phelps Bryant. They'll do whatever it takes to keep your system simple and affordable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.929, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens here with you. Tyler Zuli producing the show, doing a bang-up job as always here until midnight. Tyler is with Joe. I get to spend the next 30 minutes with you guys as well. 610-632-0975. The general question has been, even though we've gotten to, as Ty can attest, a lot of Ben Simmons conversation in general, the question really was, how concerned are you about the offseason? And it spiraled because of the thing we saw out there at PHL Sixers Nation, where they had a story from around the web, not them creating it, a story from around the web, where it was Simmons traded for, not traded for, but a potential deal out there where Elton Brand might be looking to move. Wherever this came from, if it's the Ringer or somewhere else, because the caption,
it did say it was the Ringer.
Yeah,
I saw it on the picture.
It was just weird because when I was looking at the other pictures in the article, mm-hmm. Right, that was there for wherever this was put up. They had photos, but then they would maybe say Getty Images. You know, gotcha. What I'm saying? Something yeah. like that, but it wasn't saying. So let's just say it was the Ringer and Ben Simmons. It's time to move on from him. Elton Brand and Sixers are going to look to do it. Lonzo Ball, Ingram in the fourth for Ben Simmons. Would that be the deal? Now, number one, it doesn't match because two number two overall picks back-to-back seasons and Ball and Ingram plus the number four this year and next month draft for Ben Simmons just does not work.
Right.
Does not
get on the trade machine.
Yeah.
You got to figure that out.
You need more. And maybe it's both Smith and Bolden, or the 24th pick and Smith going to Los Angeles, whatever it may be. The whole point of it was, is this where we're going, and how concerned are you about this offseason? Because Ben Simmons is now really, last year he won Rookie of the Year. You're saying, okay, let's give him the offseason to see what happens. People are already fed up. They want to move on. So how concerned are you about this offseason is what we are asking. 610-632-0975.
By the way, I also found that it's not the Ringer. It's on fadeawayworld.net.
Yeah, but when you look at Simmons's picture, right?
Yeah.
It says the Ringer underneath Simmons.
Yeah, the picture is via the Ringer.
Right, but I would think that the picture would just come from anywhere.
Yeah,
so you understand what I was...
I got you.
Yeah.
I understand.
So I don't know where exactly this came from, but according to reports and whatever...
Fadeaway World.
Never heard of it.
.net. Yeah. More than sports, they say.
All right.
So there you go.
All right. Let's go to Aaron and King of Prussia on Ben Simmons right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, you know I'm going to get back to Ben Simmons, but I'm going to tackle your point first on how concerned. The number one person we looking at right now is Elton Brand. And everybody for the last year, half a year, has been saying Elton Brand is a genius. But if none of these guys sign, he basically gave away all our assets for a one-year rental. So he's a year from now, we're going to be looking at him a whole lot differently if none of these guys, if we don't get these guys back, or, you know, if these guys don't sign. It's like we gave up assets for a one-year rental. And part of this is the failure of the Sixers to go to the next round. He banked on these guys getting confidence and saying, listen, we see what we can do.
So was he wrong, though, in doing that?
He's not wrong, but they failed. You know how I feel about the coach. But when you didn't get to the next round, these guys are not really looking at this saying, hey, I'm on the championship squad. We're destined for championship. They're basically looking at the season like we came up against an obstacle and we failed. So they have no loyalty. They're looking like they might bail. Both of them could bail on us. And then Elton looks bad.
Well, that was a risk to begin with when the trade was made. And that's what Devon and I were talking about, Aaron, right? Like, you have to look at it. Yeah, they did fail, but you're putting yourself in position to succeed by trading for those guys. Can't really measure it by whether they stay, can you?
But they are measuring it. Butler and them are going to measure it by whether they stay or not. Oh, because we didn't make it past the second round. This is where we did.
No, I get that, but I mean us evaluating the trades, like the trade success or failure.
Everybody has been giving Elton the benefit of the doubt, saying this was a great trade, this was a great trade, and he's been living it. But a year from now, my point is, a year from now, people are going to be like, oh, we got nothing out of this. We just got a half a year of Tobias and three-fourths of a year of Butler, and we gave up assets for it. But back to Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. This is to Devon. I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There could be a bias. Like, you got some of the radio announcers, it's sort of like a Philly. You think, when you guys talked on it while I was on hold, but you think that Ben Simmons is going to get better. He's 22, so he has to get better. He doesn't have to get better. And like Torty said, there's no indication that he is getting better. There's no indication. We have nothing saying that he's going to be a shooter next year.
No.
Not even him coming out and saying, look, listen, if I had the year I did, I'm a stand-up guy. If I had the year, look, I know 2 years in a row I came back. I'm guaranteeing you guys next year I'm going to have a shot. I'm going to shoot next year. He couldn't even say that. He just sat up there kind of half smug and with his one-word answer. So there's no indication that he is. I mean, yeah, truthfully, yeah, if you see potential in this guy, and I'm not even mad if he walks, because if he walks and does something good with another coach, I'm almost convinced that with this coach, it doesn't matter. He's not going to exceed and get his best out of this coach. Brown is not going to get the best out of him.
But the thing, too, with that, Aaron,
another coach.
But the thing is, how much of that too, man, thanks for the call, Joe, is him. You know, right. Brett is like, shoot the ball, dude.
That's not, like, people are talking about Brett, and I don't think Brett Brown's a perfect coach.
No.
But when they're talking about, like, oh, look at how bad this coach is. He's letting Kyle Lowry get offensive rebounds. I'm like, what NBA coach do you think is like, don't block out? Like, which one?
And that was Ben.
Like, right?
And Ibaka, like, that was Ben.
What are the chances that you think that Brett's like, listen, Ben, you just shoot when you're ready, okay? Whenever you feel confident,
take your time.
Shoot.
We don't need
what
it.
Do you think the chances are in reality that's the case? It's Ben. It's up to him. And that's what I meant, was that we're getting no indication that I think that he is getting better. I've seen indications he's getting better. I think that his fitness is better this year. I think that his defense is better than it was. And to be fair, that was a pretty big step considering he was a pretty good defender the year before.
People voted him for all league team defenders last year.
Good player. But from a mindset perspective, same as last year. You know, he had blow-up games last year, too, when he was getting all those triple-doubles and everything like that.
Yeah.
Not so much this year. You didn't see the progression to where he's becoming an alpha, and that's where I have the problem. If you're going to let the alpha get out the door, you better have a replacement.
Especially when they needed him most. Games 4 and 7.
Biggest games of the series.
That's when you needed him most. Close down that 3-1. Maybe we're doing a pregame show tomorrow for game number 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know? In Philadelphia, mind you. But he did not. And in game number 7, last 5 minutes, again, maybe we should be getting ready for game number 4 tomorrow in the Eastern Conference Finals in Philadelphia. He did not come in when they needed him to, when Butler was struggling, Harris was struggling, and B was giving all he could. We know his conditioning stuff. Ben, you can look at Ben and say he's the only one that had nothing wrong with him outside
nothing
of the fact
extra.
That he didn't give that extra oomph to go out there and get that W.
And that's the frustrating part. So you talk about him in the Draymond Green role.
Yes.
Kendrick Perkins said a thing on Speak for Yourself.
He says stuff, too.
He said a thing.
Yeah.
If you were to take Draymond Green off the Warriors and put him on the Portland Trailblazers and switch roles, Portland would be up 3-0 right now. Without Money 2-3 Green, the Warriors dynasty wouldn't even be in existence.
He's that important.
That's
now,
what
we had
Kendrick
a caller
Perkins
earlier
says.
Point out to me that Draymond Green is just who he is because he plays on the Warriors. I cannot say that. We've only seen him with the Warriors, but I've seen a lot where I see stuff where it can translate to another team.
Right. Exactly. Well, and he did things like this when Michigan State wasn't the greatest college basketball team in the world.
Yep.
And he was still doing all of this stuff. So now he gets here with the best basketball team in the world, still doing all of that stuff. I don't know. I know that it's not a pro team, but I think the Draymond Green's game travels a little bit.
I think so.
I think it does.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Would you say if he was on this team, they would be? Chris and Penn Salkin is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, boys?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, you guys are killing me, man. I love you like brothers.
That's what brothers do. They get on each other.
You know I'm old, man. I got to cut the lawn next week. You're killing me. You get me all worried. I'm like, I got to tell my wife. I said, you better sharpen the blade. Devon and Joe are just, they're annihilating me. Now you got me concerned. You're talking $220 million.
Well, at least
Devon,
that's what.
You know my daughter? You see her that?
Yes,
every
yes.
Time she comes up and says hello. And what number is she wearing?
Yes.
And,
yep, 25.
But let me tell you something. I got to tell you. I'm an old man, so I'm not going to live, 50 years. I'm going to live 30. God bless the Lord in the sky. But at the end of the day, I'm not getting rid of that kid unless I get my deal. And you don't get it in the NBA. I'm calling up our boy Monte Williams. I'm going, you got 5 minutes. You know me, and I know you. You give me Booker, and you give me Bridges, and I'll give you Simmons and one of the second-round picks, and we'll call it a day. If you're a 501, I'm hanging up the phone. And then if he doesn't call, I'm going to Lillard like you, and after that, I'm stopping. I'm keeping him. I'll call him the Voodoo guy. I'll call him Devon. I'll call him Joe. We'll throw holy water on him. But I'm not giving people away anymore, guys. I'm not doing it. We did it with Noel. We did it with the three other first round draft picks. The kid down in Orlando. Did you hear that press conference the other day?
Fultz.
That GM had to come out and say we don't even know when he's going to play again.
Oh, his exit interview.
You know,
conference at the end of the season? I didn't even see it, no.
Yeah, he goes, we don't even know if Fultz is going to play. We don't know when he's going to play. I mean, I'm not giving guys away anymore. I'll let him rot. At the end of the day, he's still an all-star. There's no way I'm taking, forget about 10 cents on a dollar, Joe, or DeLon. I'm not taking 50. I'm not taking 60. I'm taking 95 cents on the dollar. And if you can't give me that, I'll take your cousin and I'll take Booker. And guess what, Jimmy Butler? If you don't want to sign, you know what my dad always said? There's either two things with what you do every day in life. Either you're stupid or stubborn. If he wants to be either one of them, I love you, dude. I want you to come back. But where else you going?
Well, they have money out there, Chris. They have money. Thanks for the call. They have money in L.A. and in both New York teams. Both L.A. teams, both New York teams can offer him money if he so chooses to go there. 610-632-0975. And one more thing, Joe. A defensive tackle became available.
Ooh.
Ooh. Would you jump in on that one? We'll ask you that question on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Namoro, owner of Farron Electric. We're a family business here to make sure your family's home is safely wired. From ceiling fan and chandelier installs to whole house surge protectors, Farron Electric has got you covered. Call to schedule an appointment for all of your mainline residential interior and exterior electrical work. Need an outlet installed? We got you. Looking for landscape lighting? We do that too. We promise fast, expert service, upfront pricing, and the best electrical service warranty in writing. Farron Electric, online at FarrynElectric.com.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Workers needing tools and equipment, are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental now. Action Rental is your go-to for all your construction equipment. Locations south of the Philadelphia Airport, Allentown, and Bethlehem. Action Rental prides themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get you your equipment out to your job site right away. Online at actionrental.com. Get your equipment today, actionrental.com.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns, potentially up to 18%, with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377 now to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
We're all here for the same reason. Philadelphia Sports, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, before we sign off, Joe Torti, Devon Gibbs, we got to get a Twitter poll update from Tyler Zuli. And I did want to ask, as Tyler gives us this update, a question on a defensive tackle. One very good, a prominent name in the NFL, just became available. We know about the Eagles front, which is Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox, and then Tim Jernigan comes back, and all these other things that they can shift and move around. Chris Long retires.
Yes.
Great career. Two titles. Patriots
back to back.
And Eagles back to back. And he became like an all-time great Eagle
in
2 years.
Like a year and a half. Yeah,
absolutely. So, Tyler, real quick on the poll that you had put up on 975 The Fanatic on Twitter, what do we have?
Yeah, so the poll was a proposed trade that you saw earlier today. The Sixers would get Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and the fourth overall pick. The Lakers would in turn get Ben Simmons. Guys, 6,100 votes for this thing today. 75% say no.
Right.
25% say yes.
I'm with the no.
I'm with the yes.
No. And Joe brought up a good point, too. You with the yes, I'm with the no. You can break this tie. But you brought up a good point when I said it was a ridiculous trade. So if it's ridiculous, wouldn't you do it?
Right, that's what I mean. Like, if I think about all of the insane trades. Like, I think about, for example, right, if you're Rex Ryan and Chip Kelly calls you and is like, yo, I'm going to give you LeSean McCoy and you have to give me Kiko Alonso.
What?
If you're Rex Ryan, you're not going to be like, all right, and what else? Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
That seems like a silly trade to me. Like, you're just like, all right, let me think about it. All right, I thought about it. I'm in. Like, that's what you...
Yeah, that was after a sip of water. Like, what's this dude talking about?
But people don't want to do that. I wonder why. I wonder if it's because Simmons is so young, if it's because it's a two-player draft and the Lakers are picking fourth. I don't know why, but with all of the question marks that you have here and people talking about championship windows being closed and everything like that, I'm surprised that increasing the number of young, talented players in your organization is something that 75% of the people are just full-on no on.
So where are you?
If that deal came through, depending on, like you said, the NBA trade value machine, depending on what else would have to come through, I would strongly consider it.
Okay.
Really strongly consider it.
So if I were to say on the other side, here's why you wouldn't, is because, yes, they are young. Simmons, of course, is an all-star.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference, whatever you want to say, he's an all-star.
Yep.
He has shown stuff, and people, while being attached or not, is saying, well, Lonzo Ball hurt a lot, number one.
Yes, he is.
While he shoots, doesn't mean he shoots better than Ben Simmons.
True.
And Brandon Ingram now has these blood clots. While they said he's going to have a full recovery, he does have the blood clots.
Right. There's injury history.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So I think that's part of it. People remember those things. And then with Ball, they're going to incorporate his father. While
of course,
I'm not putting that as one of the top things.
It's
a thing, but I'm looking at more the injury history, which has been a lot, and the same thing, the shooting. While I think he's a very good defender, Tyler and I were talking about it, his passing is amazing.
Yes.
He will be able to score as well. Are you doing the same thing with Embiid, giving him another non-shooter?
Well, and I wonder if it even matters who the pieces are. Like, instead of Ball, if it's Kuzma or something like that.
That's easier. That's what some of the people were saying on Twitter. Give me Kuzma and we might have a conversation.
Right, yeah. So I guess that's the question, right? Is it that Ben Simmons is a non-starter or that the pieces on the other side are not good enough for you to make that move?
And that's why when we brought it up in the past, give me Damian Lillard, and we're having a real conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Man, I bet you got crushed for that And then,
And then the first team All-NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
Even before this, the first team All-NBA.
Jerome McCoy. You're right.
Tampa Bay, released.
Uh-huh.
Great defensive tackle in this league for a long time. Would you?
If I'm the Eagles right now, I would not, just because he's a guy who's looking to get paid, and you've got a lot of defensive tackles. There are positions that I would pay. Unfortunately, there are two guys at D-tackle that I think I would pay mega bucks: Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox. And like Gerald McCoy is just outside that range, like Ndamukong Suh and a couple other guys. I don't think I would if I had the cap space. And for the Eagles, certainly they just don't have any room. Would you? Yeah. What do you think?
Well, if like you said, they don't have any room. If it was a if there was an option. And he would, you know, I'll take less, even though we know it's a money thing. If he decided, I want to come to Philadelphia, I'll take a little less. Man, this rotation would be crazy.
Be nuts.
Obviously, I would do it. At this point, no.
I'm a little disappointed now that they signed Malik Jackson. I wonder if they could have given Gerald McCoy the Malik Jackson money. I'd be like, all right, that's cool.
Easy call.
Yeah, that's
easy call, no question. But, hey, I mean, anytime a name comes up like that before the Super Bowl, we would jump all over it.
Uh-huh.
But now, even in this position, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to think about that.
Especially with Chris Long, different positions, but the line is what the line is.
Yep.
Oh, give me that.
Absolutely. You
know? Give me that. Let's go to Joe in Harleysville on the Fanatic next. What's up, Joe?
Good morning. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. Well, I'll tell you, I'm disappointed in the Sixers season. I think Ben Simmons would have given us I think he was the one that was the tipping point in this playoffs. You know, for a majority of the playoffs, we were playing 4-on-5 mm-hmm. is the way I saw it. And my goodness, if he would have just given us 5 points and a little more effort in the fourth quarter in that last game, you know, you guys would be talking about the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's how close we were. And given all that, I'm not ready to dismantle the team because we are that close. I'm going to put all my effort in getting Jimmy Butler in. And, because to me, he can be a pain in the neck, but he showed that he wants to win and he is a leader. And, he doesn't take any crap. You know, he's a serious player. And, if we can't get him, if he bolts, I don't know what we're going to do then. Honestly, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, Joe, I mean, you were talking about not blowing up the team. It's like everything that you can do. The Sixers are like a ship that's been cut in four, and now you're trying to pull them all back in with your fingers and your toes. It's not about dismantling the team. You're trying to keep it together, sure. And you don't know if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, I'm not ready to get rid of Ben Simmons. That's probably what I should have said. I'm not ready to do that. I don't care what you're going to throw at. Unless it's somebody really spectacular.
Okay.
Maybe Steph Curry.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's why I said Damian Lillard. We had a conversation with Kevin Durant.
You know, what's that?
No, I'm saying you're right, man. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. All these names, yeah, you'll do it.
That Kawhi trade seems less ridiculous now, doesn't it?
Oh,
when they were talking about, like, because people wanted to drag the Sixers, and they were like, oh, the Sixers wouldn't give up Markelle Fultz for Kawhi Leonard as if that was ever going to be the move. But, like, people talking about Ben Simmons, and it's like, you can't do it because he's coming off the injury, and he's going to be a free agent. I get that. I got it then, and I get it now. But, man, it hurts worse now. It hurts a lot worse now.
Star hunting. He was star hunting.
I mean developing. And we're developing.
Started with 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
And you know who he was talking about. Don't get Pat Egan started. He's probably listening somewhere, going crazy.
Twitching.
The kid is a baller.
610-632-0975. Joe Torti will carry you until midnight. Tyler Zuli, thanks, man. As always, always fun. Appreciate you helping out and really getting this conversation going, because he was like, yeah, let's do that. And
there you go.
We did it. And it was a successful night. Always a successful 9 o'clock hour with Joe Torti. If you have not heard, we will be doing this throughout the summer until further notice. And we don't need that further notice because we're going to be doing this. And it's going to be fun. And Joe, as always, I appreciate it, man. And back tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a blast. Looking forward to catching up again tomorrow. Who knows what tomorrow holds? If it was a Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram trade tonight, who knows what we're going to get tomorrow?
Have no idea, but we will be talking about it.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Have a great night, guys. I'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, after the baseball show with Andrew Souchunas. Have a great night. Talk to you soon. Joe Torti coming up next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.